chicken skin to me. It can happen in an instant when you play your dad's guitar. But it's more than just remembering something old or lost or far. It's the voice of Don or Gabby. It's the moonlight on the sands. It's the focus of a spotlight on two lovely hula hands. If you've ever felt a tingle from a perfect bowl of Simin, or if Black Point Beach at midnight puts a prickle in your skin, just try watching Hokulea after umpteen weeks at sea, sailing into Papa'ete. That's what's chicken skin to me. And there's just a little thing or two that some folks might forget that puts molehills on my forearm and puts muscles in my sweat. Like from losing both your house keys in the alawai at night, or from walking into biggies and there's nobody like fight. Like the sigh of satisfaction at a loaded luau plate, or from winning at the 6-5 pool by betting Portland State. And there's real persistent chicken skins, the bugano-like stop, like, say, Auntie Hilo Hattie and her Hilo Hattie hop. Then there's Charles K.L. Davis and so many, many more. From the tunes of Auntie Alice to the Hasegawa General Store. From a Casimero concert to a dawn at Hanalei. In a hush that makes you wish you'll never go away. But sometimes you have to go away to taste the best delights, like the meaning of the Beamer's Honolulu City Lights. When you're locking in at Pipeline, or you scored Waikiki, and you think you've got an inkling of what's chicken skin to me, let me give you just a hint of what top 7 on the scale. There's a trip to Kilauea. There's the singing of a whale. There's the stars from Mauna Kea and the vastness of the sea, bound together with aloha. That's what's chicken skin to me.